Hey, what's going on, everybody? Listen to Seggy Station, just a man that has a nickname, was allowed to say with no shame. Monday, August 28th, 2023. Been over a month for me. Crazy how fast a month goes by nowadays. A lot of stuff going on in the sports world. A lot of stuff going on in my personal life, which has kept me away from the podcast, doing other things, working, starting a new job, and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. On top of that, yeah, it's just been a wild time. Obviously, every time I come back in, I say that, but I see this continuing to kind of happen where I come back around. So much is happening. So much is going on around us, sports-related, non-sports-related, and I'm trying to keep up with the sports that are happening and the sports that are coming up and what everyone's talking about and what can be talked about and what I want to talk about and can anybody come around and do the pod with me and trying to match those times of my times and scheduling and everything. And it's just crazy, man. It really is crazy. So much stuff going on. Trying to keep up. Really excited for this NFL season that's about to start in a little over a week. College football will be back on this weekend. MLB season is really going by fast. I think the rule changes has actually promoted that a little bit, where it almost seems like the season's going by faster even though they're playing the same amount of games. I still think they should play less games, but the rules changes that have been instituted in the MLB have been fantastic for the game. I just saw Victor Hovland win the Tour Championship yesterday, and I've been talking about Victor Hovland on the podcast when I started up. I talked about all this stuff on the podcast when I started up over 3 years ago now. I mean, it's saying I first started up in 2020. Before that, I think it was literally December 2019 is technically when I started up trying a podcast. And to see where we're at now, not only sports-wise with all the changes, but everything kind of happening around us. Natural disasters, catastrophes, shootings. You know, I hear people saying, you know, oh, if you don't turn on the news, like, you know, it's not bad. It's like, just because you don't see it or hear it or watch it on the news doesn't mean that it's not happening. So I just think that's a bad way to be looking at things. You know, for me, that's just not that easy to do. And that's also kind of changed my outlook on being able to come in here and talk about just random things, sports related. I really have a lot of passion for doing that still. I really do. I wish I had a dream team. I saw Skip Bayless start up his new show. I saw Shannon Sharpe going to First Take with ESPN. And you know, ESPN, I think, is going to get overtaken with FS1 with how much better their platform is than ESPN. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. Be interesting to see how this show goes. I haven't been around doing this in a minute. So, see if I can remember how to do all this. Fire everything up here and get started here in solo today. Seggy Station. Appreciate all love and support. Sorry I haven't been around much, but happy to be here today. Happy to catch up. Talk a little bit of sports and catch up with what's been going on with me and give you a few other rants and be on my way. I still got my Instagram page at Seggy Station. I'll try and get a post up on there today. The whole social media shit to me is just crazy and out of whack. I've never really been into that stuff going all the way back to when I first got my phone. I was like the last person to get a phone in school, it seemed like. Not even for any reason, but, you know, I always picture myself as this like older generation type of dude, even though I can work a computer and a phone and all that stuff and know how to use social media. I thought it was interesting while I was gone here. We got Twitter switching over to X, and I still see people that are live on TV calling it Twitter when it's not even called that. So I really don't understand that. I got some beef going on with that as well. A lot of stuff to catch up on. So many thoughts, so many things. Sports, little non-sports. It's kind of morphed up here on the Seggy Station. Should be good. Solo pod. Fire everything up. Said that about 3 times. Let's do it. Fire up here before I run out of time for the day. A little solo session today. Haven't been here in a minute. Shout out to all the live stream viewers on my Twitch. Finally got that up and going. Trying to remember how to get into all my accounts after not being here for so long. You got to remember your emails, your passwords. Get into this, get into that. Fucking You know, everything is such a scam, dude. I just been seeing so much bullshit scams and all kinds of crap. It's all sketchy. The freaking cyber stuff and the internet and the social media, all that stuff sketchy to me, man. And, you know, not being around, I think some of it has to do with that, mainly because, well, I'm using my Instagram account to try and get people to, oh, look, he's potting today. Like, try to get people to even listen to my shit. Like, that's the whole purpose of even doing this, right? But it's weird, too, because when I first started this out, I didn't even care if people were listening to it. And it's weird how that changes over time. I don't know what really has to do with that. I don't think affecting me as much as, oh, I don't want to do it because of that. It's just more, I feel like if I do a podcast and I don't post it on Instagram, then no one even knows I do it. So it's like, what's the point of not posting on Instagram if you got your posts? And I don't know. It's this whole battle I get into between me and my girlfriend with trying to get people to check your stuff out. I see people doing it all the time. You know, I see people using, you know, Instagram or some of these platforms the right way, you know, trying to show people things they're doing for their job or get people to check out this or that without being all fucking weird and posting weird pictures or posting pictures of your children or all kinds of like stuff that I think is just weird. But, you know, a lot happens in a month, not only sports wise. It's been over a month now. I mean, I haven't been around, haven't been able to get in here and pod as much. Mainly, you know, what I've been doing the last few months, it's been over a month. It's July 21st, the last time I was here. Watching a lot of WNBA. Been going to a lot of WNBA games. My girlfriend, Melody, and my dad. I've been spending a lot more time with my dad over the last month or so, which has been great for me, really. Started up a new job 2 weeks ago, so it's been kind of hectic. I was, like, finishing up at my other job that I was only doing part-time and, like, checking with my winter job to make sure I could do it, and they were on vacation, so I didn't have work anyways, and then I just started up a new job basically out of the blue, wasn't even looking for a job. Top of that, still teaching golf as much as I can, which I love to do, and, you know, I'm kind of, like, filtering of, like, what my next move is going to be. Like, I don't even know kind of what's happening, but at the same time, it's, like, you got to work. It's, like, you can't just not work. And I think that takes away from some of my potting as well. Like, over the winter time when I first started out potting, like, I was laid off. So, like, yeah, I had plenty of time a couple times during the week to just come in and pod. Like, now I'd be doing it in the evening time. I had one of my buddies hit me up saying he wants to pod. Like, that's the thing, too. I don't hear from much of the people that come around to pod anymore. I got Married Rich over here. I haven't heard much from him. Schubach, not sure what's happening with him. He's probably hurting way too hard with the Mets. Which, by the way, the Mets and the Yankees, wow, that is just absolutely embarrassing and crazy to see some of the stats and some of the things that are going to pan out, because the Yankees about to have their worst season maybe all time. I mean, it's just atrocious what is going on with them. And the Mets, man, the Mets, Chewy coming through, hyping up the Mets, Stevie Cohen hyping up the Mets, you know, basically spending more money than we've ever seen before. And what does that get you? I mean, it is just crazy to see how much these rules changes have impacted some of these teams too, particularly I believe the Yankees, who are just trying to hit home runs all the time. And you're just seeing a different sport watching some of these baseball games, watching some of the things going on in baseball, and more steals, more base hits, a lot faster paced games, which is more enjoyable for the fan. I think it's been great for the sport. It'll be interesting to see what they do come playoff time with this pitch clock. You know, I'm always just waiting for playoff baseball anyways. I just saw a walk-off in the Little League World Series yesterday, and I'm fucking telling my brother who's up for the week. So, you know, that kills a week when it comes to potting too, trying to get and see them and my dad and my brother during my free time. Dude, these kids, dude, the 12-year-old kids in the Little League World Series, it's just absolute bullshit, man. I mean, it is crazy to see these kids in the Little League World Series looking like grown-ass men out there hitting walk-off home runs. And talking to boys over doing the fantasy draft last night about that time. We got ours in about a week, I think. I don't know. September 5th next week. Already Labor Day coming up. Fucking crazy. It's just fucking, This Little League World Series thing is crazy to me because the kids now, they look like that. They're that old. They're 12 years old. That's the kids that are coming out. Why do you think these sports are the way they are now, where kids are coming out at such a younger age and impacting their lives? But the craziest part about this is this kid Lapp or whatever that hit this walk-off home run, this kid's going to make money off his name or have some type of NIL deal as soon as he can, or probably, like my brother said, it'll be sponsored even right now somewhere, some billboard or something. And that right there is crazy to me because I don't like to brag about myself, but I did play a lot of sports growing up. I think my passion for talking sports comes from somewhere else, but I do just remember all these sports that I played growing up till I really blew up my knee. Then I kind of just stayed with the golf route. And this year I haven't been golfing much at all, which is a damn shame, but it's one of those things there too where it's like if I'm golfing all the time, I'm not really working. And you know, if you want to buy things, you want to have things, in today's society, you got to be working. And for these people that aren't working, that are fucking somehow getting by, or I don't even know how they'd be doing it without getting money from somebody, which is, hey, whatever you can do. Just very cutthroat out there. Very weird, raw, and I think over time, just for me, when how much time has gone by since my mom's passed, it's been tough for me, really, all around, where, you know, it's more time that she's not here, which hurts me. It's more time that I'm by myself, it seems like, in some of these things I'm trying to do or situations that I'd like to talk about with her, and it becomes like super hard and depressing, like over random periods of times. So I try and keep myself super busy, and then I'm like doing a bunch of stuff and spending and getting things that I want, and it's like, well, is that what you should be doing? And now at the end of the day, I've gotten to a point where I try to stop looking at it that way and try and just live the way I want to live and try and be happy. And it's just so hard with everything that's happened to me. And doing the podcast used to make me feel good. And I used to feel like I was doing it because, you know, my mom would be proud, or my grandma or my neighbor Dave or these people that were rooting me on before that no longer able to support me at all. It's just such a fine line. It's just such a fine line that it's just a reality that nobody wants to deal with. And it's changed my life so much. You know, I started up this pod just because it's something I always dreamed to do. Really wanted to go to school for this and, you know, see some of the changes they make, like I was talking about before I turned the Twitch on, you know, ESPN, FS1, some of these cool jobs that are out there that definitely were something I wanted to do when I was younger, and doing it now just doesn't really seem possible. So it's kind of like, man, I can just start my own thing and do my own thing. And you can, and a lot of people are, and people will stay consistent with it and all the same words and terms that everyone says that you got to have a successful podcast. You know, for me, it was just about doing something different, being able to branch out and prove to myself that I can do this, even if I wasn't going to be famous doing it or actually have it at a real life job or whatever it was. And, you know, I was pretty proud of myself for a while. I think I've gotten to a point now where it's hard for me to even like write down and do some of the topics and go through and just talk like it's a random sports show, like some of this other stuff that I watch. Because I see so many things that, and hear so many things from people that I just think are like, I'm like, what in the actual fuck? And like, what is going on? And like, really? That's what you think? And yeah, it's just frustrating. I think with a lot of things that I've talked about with the sports too, like I'll talk about, like I talked about Victor Hovland winning. I'm like, oh, Victor Hovland's going to be that dude. You watch, man. He's going to be good. And he wins back-to-back tournaments, wins the tour championship, wins a bunch of money, like the nicest dude, coolest dude, it seems like, you know, when he's talking to the people and doing the media interviews and whatnot, like some of these golfers are. You know, and stuff happens like that. It's just almost not, like, not as cool, because it's like, well, it's not like that does anything for me unless I get a few people listening to my pod and they're like, oh, man, Seg actually said that. Like, the gambling that's gotten out of control and, like, legalizing weed in Connecticut, that it's, you see anyone and their mother there buying dope now. And I was all for that stuff, man. I talked about all that stuff, paying college athletes and seeing some of these coaches now. Oh, we need to put a lid on NIL and blah, 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 and this and that. And you got these conferences switching up and everyone's got something going on with that. And I think it's great for the sport. It's going to make college football better. And change is usually hard for a lot of people. I've seen a lot of change in sports. We saw it with the baseball that I talked about. You're seeing it in college football. There's constant change in the NFL. We're about to start up another season here. The NBA is about to start up another season. They got in-season tournament stuff now and bracket-style stuff going and pooled events going. So once I get connected with Rich again, you know, NBA will be back on before we know it. Yeah, there's so much change happening. WNBA that I've been watching a lot of, they're paying the players a lot more. We'll see less of them going overseas. The games themselves and talent in the league have gotten better. I mean, I was at a game the other night, fucking Liberty won in overtime. The Sun were up 20 points in the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter, and up 7 or 9 with like a minute to go in the game, and somehow lost the game. Just another bad beat where it's, I don't even want to say that it's fixed or rigged, but it's just almost crazy to me with how much money people are betting on sports, how much money people are just gambling in general when I'm at the casino and shit, all these people I see. Yeah, I don't live that high a lifestyle yet, but I gamble as much as I can and love doing it, trying to save up here for the NFL coming up, because it's like, yeah, I want to bet some on the Giants, but you got to work it into your budget. Like, I'm different in that regard, I guess. Just bought a moped. I freaking had to buy a lawnmower, which is kind of messed up. I bought a dirt bike, which is definitely messed up. And it's just a story of my life. Trying to do certain things, and sometimes they don't work out. Got to get it fixed. Got to do this. Got to do that. Whatever. That's life. Got this thing coming in the mail. That thing happening and all this other stuff. So it's like, I guess that's part of being a growing up, right? It's, I guess, the other thing where got more stuff and basically the same responsibilities, it seemed like, when I started potting, but like it seems like less time, which is weird, but we all get the same amount of time, we all do the same amount with that time that we can, or you get what I mean. And yeah, that's, it's just very interesting in that regard. I love getting these notifications fucking from X now. The funniest shit ever. And I still think it's crazy that people on TV are like, yep, Twitter, like, hit us up on Twitter. It's like, dude, it's not even called Twitter. Like, I don't know. They somehow changed, or Elon Musk somehow changed Twitter to X since last time I was here. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy, man. Fucking weird. I don't know what's good with that Threads. I haven't been on that. I've heard that was like the new one. That was talked about that last pod, I think, or maybe two pods ago now. Pod, so once a month, it's like so much shit happens in between. It's like, damn. And it's like, yeah, well, really, not much is happening in between right now since we crowned an NBA champion, Denver Nuggets. We didn't really touch on the NBA as much as I would have liked, but that's all good. I mean, Jokic won. He's been dancing all offseason. We'll see how they do coming back this season. I'm always hyped for another NBA season. Thunder, I think, are going to be a great young team. I was kind of a little bit wary about this picks thing. I've been talking about it here on the pod over the few years I've been here, and I think Rich might have been right about this one. I'm probably going to have to be wrong about this, but I'm happy I'm wrong about this for sure, because I think the Thunder are going to be good. A lot faster than I thought, too. See how Chet Holmgren does. I'm super hyped about the New York Giants, and, you know, it was weird because I was talking about it with my brother when we were on the pod last, and not a lot of people were talking about the New York Giants. Now I see a lot of people on TV, platforms, radio, sports radio. Oh, everyone's talking about the Giants and liking the Giants and some of these moves and all this stuff. And yeah, I've been on that train. I think the Giants should do just as good, if not better, than they did last season, which I thought surprisingly was shockingly make a playoff, win a playoff game. I think we have more talent on the team. Saquon's there. Coaching staff's intact. Daniel Jones is there. And as much as I wasn't a fan of Daniel Jones, I've grown to like appreciate where he's going to just do what he can do, and he knows what he can't do, and hopefully he stops turning the ball over, which he did last year, and that helps. Really comes down to defense for me, and then offensive line just being able to protect him so he can get it to some of these new weapons. Darren Waller, a couple guys we drafted, Jalen Hyatt, I think is going to be legit. So yeah, I'm super hyped for that. I'm super hyped for that. That's coming up quick. So yeah, there's some good stuff going on. WNBA playoffs will be coming up. And like I said, it's really between that, WNBA, and baseball for me in the summertime. Summertime sports is a little bit down. So you got all these people talking predictions, and you know, I was seeing on the TV today when I'm walking by or whatever, spending a little time with my neighbor. Oh, would Steph Curry be able to play in any era? And it's like, oh, Charles Barkley said the bad boy Pistons would, you know, break Steph Curry. It's like, I used to do that in the pod, which is crazy because, you know, when I podded come COVID time, March 12, 2020 or whatever it was, fucking, there was no sports going on. So it was like anytime we podded, it was like all we could do is like, well, talk about what's going on with COVID, which by the way, there's like a new strain of COVID. Some people are like, oh yeah, COVID doesn't exist anymore. Some people are freaking out. I still see people wearing masks. So I don't fucking know. I have no fucking idea what is going on with that. And I, you know, it's like I said, when this whole thing started out, you're going to believe what you're going to believe. You're going to kind of go with what you think is right or what you think is the best thing to do. And you just keep going from there. Because trying to tell somebody what to do, especially in some of these situations, in that situation in particular, it's just nearly impossible. We've seen that, I think, a lot of times with some of these conversations that you're talking about prediction-wise and what might happen and whatever. So I just try and stick to what I see happening and just go from there. What I did see happen, which I thought was fucking hilarious, honestly, is the Trey Lance trade. One, because the Niners, I mean, you give up 3 first-round picks. I think it was a 3rd or 4th-round pick as well. So 4 picks to move up from 12 to number 3. You look at all the players that were drafted to number 12, including Micah Parsons, who was taken by the Cowboys at 12. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? You didn't even let the dude play. He got hurt a couple times. And it's like, now you're going to trade him for a 4th-round pick? So it's like, from that perspective, yeah, total fleece. Like, hopefully Brock Purdy's the guy for you. I'm not so sure he is. We'll see. I mean, the Niners are basically loaded everywhere else. It's just question mark with the quarterback, and it's like they think he's the guy, so we'll see. I mean, we've seen it before. Tom Brady, Romo's undrafted. Some of these guys come out undrafted, late round. It's happened, but, like, everyone acting like, oh, yeah, Brock Purdy's now that guy. I'm not so sure. Maybe he can be, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Other interesting storylines heading into the season to me, you got a lot of player movement. Rookie starting quarterbacks, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, and you're waiting to see what's happening with the others. The things going on with the running backs, you're seeing a lot of them, 1-year incentive-based deals, basically getting it done. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, some of these other guys getting some of these deals done, 1-2-year deals. Then we just wait and see what happens with Jonathan Taylor. Which, I mean, Jim Irsay is just a fucking moron. Like, literally, like, that guy, whatever. You make a lot of money, dude, and you can say whatever you want, and you, like, own the team, and you're going to guarantee a championship within 5 seasons. You're not doing that without Jonathan Taylor. And it's like, oh, we'll just fill him in with another running back. All right, dude, I was talking about this last time. Like, people are trying to act like the running game and running back doesn't matter in the NFL. Like, you're not winning a Super Bowl if you can't run the football. So all I'm seeing is teams that win the Super Bowl, they can run the football and make it to the Super Bowl, can run the football and can play defense. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Jonathan Taylor. I am hyped somewhat for my fantasy draft. The fantasy shit for me has kind of gotten all out of whack too, but it's like, whatever, I'm still going to play. I'm not going to play, but kind of a crapshoot, just like everything else. I have just terrible luck. I mean, with everything, anything I do, anything I try and get to do, it's just terrible luck every fucking time. And I'm just grown to live with it at this point. It's just been happening for so fucking long. I can never catch a fucking break. It's just crazy. Yeah, so there's definitely a lot coming up that I'm hyped about. The MLB season, like I talked about, I thought has been good. I saw, you know, this is another thing I need to touch on too, because I talked about Shohei Ohtani. I bought a plaque of Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani literally is the best player we've ever seen. I don't want to hear that, like, Babe Ruth is better than him. Like, that's just not even close. Like, it is Shohei Ohtani. This dude's got, like, a torn UCL. He's still playing, like, hitting, not pitching, obviously. He's shut down for the year. Probably still going to win the MVP because he's just cranking homer still. Just absolutely ridiculous, the stuff he's doing, with making it kind of look like Little League in the MLB. Yeah, didn't watch as much of the Little World Series, just saw the championship game, and like I said, I saw that and see how some of these kids are looking, and I'm just like, dude, this is kind of bullshit. Like, if I was the coach on their team, I'd be like, this is fucking ridiculous. And then you're going to prove to me all these kids are 12, then, like, why are we even playing this? Because it's just not even fair. Some of these kids are twice the size of the other team. Like, I mean, it's just... I'm telling my dad, why don't we just widen the bases a little bit then? Because it's just not even fair. Or make the fence a little longer. And, you know, I think it's California who won their 11th Little League World Series title, which is the most by any state. Like, no shit, dude. They have, what, the second or third or the most people? Like, yeah. The one time Connecticut, if they ever do, I'm going to have to double check and make sure they haven't, because I don't think they have, wins a Little League World Series championship or any state that small, is going to be a fucking miracle. And that, how that team is just, it had been born together, because there's just no other way to compete with some of these teams that are being put out there. It's just fucking ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, if I don't have kids, I don't know if I'm going to have kids, but if my kid was in Little League, it's almost just fucking weird now, dude. Like, it doesn't remind me of, like, when I played Little League. Like, it's just weird. The parents, the everything about it, you know? It's just not the same. And it's never going to be that again. If anything, it's just going to get worse. Like, a lot of these situations that everyone talks about. I'm just like, yeah, dude. I mean, what are we going to do about it, realistically? That's why I realize, you know, sports really is a distraction, because a lot of these things that your other things that you could be talking about or viewing or seeing are just a lot of time extremely controversial. You can't really do anything about it, like, realistically. Like, these are all problems that, like, are almost too high up to even do anything about. So it just becomes like, oh yeah, let me just have an opinion about it and argue with people about it. And it's like, what the fuck is even that? It's like, at least with sports, I can talk about it or make a prediction about something, and something's gonna happen, hopefully, you know, if you're doing it within that short period of time, or you're looking for, hey, let's see if something happens. And yeah, just seeing some of these fucking people, man. It's like, what, Victor Alvin, he's like 25. It's like, I literally turned 29 like a month ago. Like, I'm gonna be 30 in less than a year. And it's like, right, okay. Yeah, dude, see, it's this constant battle for me, because at the end of the day, with everything that's happened to me, I'm happy that I'm at where I'm at. Because it's hard, it's tough out here, and nobody expects this shit to happen to them. So, like, when it does actually happen, it's just crazy how much it'll literally change your life. It's like my brother, he just got clipped down in Georgia. You know, you get clipped and you're Joe Schmo or an average person, like, dude, they're getting fucked. you're going to be fucked, or you're going to have to pay and hope you can get out of it. I don't know. I've been through down that road before. Fucking not fun. Like, yeah, what? Everyone's like, oh, it happens to everybody. Like, okay. But, like, that's the shit that annoys me, dude. It happens to everybody, but not everybody gets treated the same. So, I don't understand how that makes any sense. You got money. You got more money so you can get out of shit. Like, I just think it's crazy some of the shit I see sports related. Like, that Henry Ruggs shit that you remember? He was going probably like 145 miles an hour, fucking drunk, and hit somebody, killed her and her dog, and he got like 3 years max, 10 years total. Like, it says like, oh, he's going to serve 3 years, and then like, after that, he could be on parole with, you know, with this and that, or whatever, probate, whatever the fuck they do. I don't know. All I know is if I fucking did that, there's no way I'm getting 3 years, no matter how good of a lawyer I get or how much money I get. I just don't see that happening. So it just becomes this weird fucking thing for me where it's like, oh, if you're famous, like Michael Irvin. Here's another one. Skip started up his new show today. I thought it was fire. Intro was fire. The way he introduced everyone was fire. Like, I don't agree with nearly a quarter of the shit Skip Bayless is saying, but what I do love is Skip Bayless and the way he, like, does his shit, which is just so much passion, like, really doesn't give a fuck what anyone's thinking or saying, which is the way I've been my whole life, really, and I appreciate that type of shit. I really do, and I work with a kid now who's like that. I fuck with him completely. Weird story on him, side story on him. Gonna have to ask him before. Maybe I'll get him on a pod. I don't know if he'd want to do that, but we'll see. Fuck. Where is I at? It's another thing that sucks about doing this solo. If you have, like, side things that you want to get in, you just forget kind of where you're at. So I just do this shit crazy. No notes now. I used to take mad notes. Have shit kind of, like, written out. Would have been kind of the same stuff I'd always done. Random things that I see that I want to talk about. But now, I mean, I just do that before, and it's just like I kind of always remember where I'm at. That's what I was talking about. Michael Irvin. He started up the show with Skip. Keyshawn's on there. Love Keyshawn. Richard Sherman's on there. Love that. Should be a good show. I think it'll be better than what Shannon's doing with Stephen A, but I'll have to check out that out when it happens for sure. I think that's going to be fucking just too wild. Don't even need mics for those guys. That's kind of like some sellout shit by Shannon Sharp, though, to me. Like, these people that are getting laid off by ESPN, it's, I don't understand that really either. Like, I get it, business, but like, Max Kellerman had to get laid off, Jalen, like, I don't know. Some of these people they were laying off, I don't know. It's just weird to me. These new wave of people, that's fine, I guess. I just think it's not as good. Even I'm watching the random Sports Center middle of the night shit. It's just not as good. Like, where's Scott Van Pelt? They got rid of him too or something. All the good people. I don't know. And then again, those people are getting old. There's like, they're retiring. They're done soon. Like, half these football players I grew up watching, like, not even in the league. A lot of them talking on TV now. Yeah, we're all getting old. Got to be safe. You got to be smart. Especially if you're an average person, because you're not going to get away with doing dumb shit. And hopefully everything works out for everybody, really, that's going through something, because everybody usually is, and everyone's kind of going through their own thing, and something's happening, or maybe not. I don't know. I've met some people recently. They're telling me how great everything is, and don't watch the news, nothing's bad. I'm like, all right, man, whatever, no problem. Like, I don't have to watch the news, and bad shit's still going on. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Hopefully I'll get some people back around soon. Chat up on some hoops and how this NFL season's going, because it'll be here before we know it. I knew it would be. Summer ripped on by. Did a lot, or tried to do a lot. And now, yeah, just working a bunch. I'll be back around to pod, because I do get, like, usually day off during the week, so come back around, you know, hit up my brother. He's sick right now. Got a lot of shit going on. Hit up Rich, see what the fuck he's doing. Chewy might be able to get, actually, because I'll maybe get a random Tuesday off. He usually says Tuesday or Wednesday. But I haven't heard from... It's the thing, too. I haven't heard much from my friends. It's like everyone's getting older, moving out, doing their own thing, fucking whatever, getting married, having kids. Everyone's doing all their shit. It's like, all right, yep, no problem. And it's part of it. Me, I'm just fucking whatever. I'm just doing me, really. It's out there, but happy as I can be, I guess. You know, I got some good people still around, thankfully. And I still have my dog. She's still around. I'm still around, so all good news there. And yeah, I'll be back around. I'll be hyped for how this WNBA playoff shakes out. I've been really tuned in on that, like I talked about there. A lot of good games I saw. I saw Arike Ogunbowale. That's not how you say it, because I definitely can't pronounce her last name half the time. She dropped 30 in a game I went to. And she was making unreal shots. I mean, I was telling my dad, like, even though we lost, we kind of got blown out. I mean, fucking privileged to see that. Wow. Because she was on fire. And I've seen a lot of good other talent around the league catching most of the teams. Supposed to go this Thursday, which is going to be Diana Taurasi's, not last game, I don't think, because there's still, like, 6 games left to go. But maybe. Close to, because she's retiring. Like, Sue Bird's retiring. And like I said, a lot of these people we grew up watching, retiring. Waiting to see how some of these new moves, player movement, shake out with some of these teams. Big one for me, Jets, Aaron Rodgers. Everyone's talking about it. We'll see. Like they talk about with that Trey Lance trade that I didn't even touch on. Just great as a Giants fan to see, I don't know, Dak can't be too happy about this. No team that does really well is acquiring a fucking quarterback via trade 2 weeks before the season starts. So, yeah, everyone's talking about the Eagles and the Niners, like, clear cream of the crop in the NFC, which, yeah, probably if Brock Purdy's any good and can stay healthy now that they just got rid of Trey Lance, because Sam Darnold, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the Eagles, I think, are going to have a good year. They'll probably make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll be doing what they did last year, which is what they have 13 wins, like 14 wins, number one seed. Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see. Those are all good things. I like to wait and see some of these other teams that are on the come up. A lot of people talking Detroit, a lot of people talking Jacksonville in the AFC. The AFC is just absolutely fucking stacked, so it's gonna be great to see who can stay healthy and what's going on there. I know Joe Burrow got hurt. We'll see if he's good to go week one. Some of these other teams, a lot of other additions. Hopefully their quarterbacks can stay healthy type of thing. Lamar with the Ravens. Josh Allen, obviously, with the Bills. Tua even with the Dolphins, I think, will be interesting. Yeah, a lot of good things to talk about NFL-wise, for sure. And could probably talk about that all day, honestly. Talk about a lot of things really all day, but if I'm doing that, then I'm just ranting on and going over and over again. And at this point, if I can get someone to come through and do the pod for a little bit, you know, keeps it a little more organized, can have some notes getting ready and going and whatever and do it. But you know, now it's just more popping in, letting you know what I see the most recent, because that's what everyone's doing anyways, just talking most recent. So it's kind of tough to catch up on month past shit. And so try to get in once a week, hopefully, here now the NFL season's starting up, and talk about how the season's going, talk about how some of these other things are shaking out, WNBA playoffs, postseason baseball, golf season now is on a loop, see what's going on with the LIV, and now they're merging. And that's another thing I talked about on the podcast that is now happening. And it's like one of those things where we're like, come in, I have a take, and it happens, and there's, like, there's really no fucking It's like, I'm not getting a prize or a cookie or a trophy or any money for that. That's just more of like a pride thing. And so, yeah, it's cool and all. I do think doing the podcast is cool. I like the podcast. It's been around for a minute. I'll still continue to do it when I can. I see a lot of stuff that I will come back and talk about, hopefully, or bring up. And I got sports topics that I can get into once they kind of get flowing here. And new NBA season. And Giants start playing football games. So, yeah, it's crazy to see some of these things that when I first started talking about potting, I honestly didn't think would happen just in 3 years, and now they're kind of happening, and a lot of change, and a lot of change in my life, and a lot of things happening in everyone else's life, and, you know, that's just all part of it, really, man, and it's all just growing up, and, yeah, I mean, even seeing this kid that I know that I used to work, he's fucking... couldn't drive a lick, was 12, probably 12, 13, whatever, like teenager. Like now he's what, sophomore at Northwest, like pretty solid player. Like be interesting to see if he can get an NIL deal or if he goes anywhere. And like, it's just all about timing, really, man. If I was what, 10 years younger, like I'm telling my brother, he's 10 years younger. For me, I don't know. Living now is scary. Like having a child right now is just scary to me. With all this shit going on, AI, social media, all this bullshit, fucking scamming all the time. Everyone's getting fucked. It's like, it's all fucked up. Whatever. I don't know if it would be any better living back, you know, 20, 30 years back, but maybe, I don't know, everyone says the hoops were better, and I don't know, less people, whatever. I like to think of myself as an old soul, miss my grandparents to death, spend as much time with them as I could, so much wisdom there, miss my mother even more than that. It's been starting up a new job, and doing all these new things, and doing this, and doing that, and just doing all these things without her around, without being able to tell her about it, being able to just go with or believe that she's there in butterfly form or bird form or all these things that, you know, you feel or faith or belief or you go to church or whatever. It just doesn't do it for me. Even though, you know, there's probably something to it. It's just so hollow for me. Like, it just doesn't get it done. And it's just like the hardest reality in the world. It really is. And I knew that was going to happen to me the second that this day happened to me. And like I said, here I am. Still around. Still kicking. Still thriving. As much as I can. But just as happy as I can get, I'm still so sad. And then I'll get something happen, and that brings me down. And so it's like, on top of being down about that, my dirt bike's fucking broken that I bought. Literally fucking only rode it 5 times. It's like, oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, that's good. You know, been burnt before. No problem. You know, doesn't make it any easier. And like I said, even if I'm having the best day and fucking saw 6 green in a row at the casino, fucking same zero too. Wasn't there because the game went to overtime. But I've hit a couple times at the casino, mad fun, right? Hitting like 250, 300 bucks, winners, whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm having fun. Everything's great, cool, great day. Get some food, whatever. Buy something you want. Fucking doesn't do anything for me, man. Still just sad. And it's always going to be like that. So it's one of those things where even doing the pod, it's something I enjoy. It makes me happy. Like doing some of these other things I'm trying to do to make me happy. Still fucking, still the same reality that I've been trying to figure out how to deal with since the second it happened. And to think of all the things that have happened since then. Not only sports rise, but just in my life and everybody else's life. And all these events happening, good or bad. And fucking, like everyone says, the news is just death near you. Whatever you want to say about it, still fucking happening. It's fucking nuts. It really is. And I just try to be safe. I try and be kind to other people. And treat people the way I'd want to be treated. And some of these values that my mom gave me and my dad gave me. And yeah, as much as things have gotten better for me and my dad, and I spend more time with my dad, my relationship's been better with my dad, and my dad's doing much better. Still the same thing, the same plug, the same wraparound. And could be hyped about the Giants season, could be watching mad NBA or hitting NBA games, WNBA, could watching a little more baseball, chat it with Chew, whatever, all these great things that I was trying to do here as a distraction, the sports as a distraction. It's the distraction is temporary, and it's fucking, it's almost like a, you're admitting that you need the distraction in a way. And yeah, it's just a constant fucking battle. Like I said, I gotta work because I've been buying this and buying that and getting tatted up and fucking all kinds of fucking great shit that I want to do. Gotta have money to do that. Can't just fucking pull it out your ass, or if I'm gonna be gambling all the time because you ain't winning all the time. I can't hit a sports bet to save my life, and I haven't been doing much sports bets at all, really, because it's fucking, like I said, summertime. It's just betting the WNBA games and fucking random baseball, which I am never going to hit a baseball game. It's just fucking garbage. Better off just straight betting, probably, but even that, it's just fucking, just dumb. Yeah, I'll see if I should be doing some more betting NFL time. NBA comes back. It's the thing. If I'm betting all year round, then it's tough to bet during those times. I'd rather bet NFL, NBA anyway. So just wait it out. Fucking save it up. Spend some money on some other stuff so it's not just all fucking, say I'm fucking gambling. It's like, whatever. Been to the casino a couple times. My girlfriend likes going now. It's kind of funny. She's not even close to a gambler. Now all of a sudden she wants to go. She'll lose like $25 and be like mad pissed off. It's fucking hilarious. You know, without her, she wouldn't be able to help me, taking care of my dog, taking care of me. So, I'm so grateful for her and everything that we've been through now. Coming up on, I guess, 3 years. It'd be two. I don't know. I lose track of time, too. That's another thing. It's like all morphs together, all feels the same. It's like every day feels like a weekend day for me, really. It's like, because I'll do whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want, as long as I just got to get to my shifts or whatever the fuck it is. Sometimes I'm working 3 fucking jobs a day, literally. Fucking, it's like crazy. But, hey, it is what it is. Got to fucking work. And I seen this shit, people advocating for, reverse retirement. And it's like, I literally kind of just did that, which was kind of nice in a way. It's like, now I'm kind of cranking back up. It's like, got to work a little bit more. We'll see what after the winter brings. Like, I don't know. I've been looking at places to try and move and shit. You try and move in this state, it's fucking ridiculous. You try and move in other states, seems maybe a little bit more reasonable. But like, now I'm leaving everyone I know and all my family. And it's like, all right, yeah, we could do that. No problem. But like, do I really actually want to do that? Does my girlfriend really actually want to do that? And just serious questions. My brother moved all the way to Georgia, no problem. Fucking, he got it done. Fucking still doing great, hopefully, but besides getting in trouble. But he's always been a troublemaker. Fucking, yeah. I saw some shit. You buy a $300,000 house today, you're basically going to pay $1 million for it. Which I don't care fucking what any old head wants to say to me about it or not. Like, it's just not the same. It's not... Oh, inflation. Oh, we were making less money back then. No, it's just fucking not even close to comparable, dude. Because everything, I'm not making as much money as the inflation went up. So it's like, even if I'm making $18 an hour, like, the fuck, dude? When you're going to the store and everything you buy at the store is fucking like over $5. Like, most places are changing where Arizona ain't a dollar anymore. I got some places saying it's still a dollar. And apparently, if you fucking walk up and they try and charge you more than a dollar at a gas station, you say something to Arizona, they'll stop selling cans there. I don't know. I'm not going to fuck the guys over like that. But apparently that's what Arizona's doing, because they're like, nah, we're not going more than a dollar. It's like, you can't even get a Pepsi, bro. A normal bottle of Pepsi. You get a large can Pepsi or even a small can Pepsi. It's like $1.50 for the small can. The large can's like $2. The normal bottle size is like fucking $2.55. the fucking three big fucking big bottle, not even the 2 liter, is fucking $3.55. It's like, that's just for one thing of, like, soda. You go buy it at the store. Okay, people are like, yeah, if you go to buy it at the store, whatever. Yeah, I go to the store sometimes. It's still the fucking same shit where you're getting a better deal because you're buying it in bulk, but it's like, you still buy all your shit, and it's like, you're still spending whatever people are spending at the grocery store with these families and fucking got a bunch of kids. There was the carts all the way full over the top like my mom used to. Fucking gotta be over $300-$400. I mean, it just fucking gotta be, dude. I'm no way, because I'll go by there and fill up my little basket and get five things, and it's like fucking $50. So it's like, I ain't buying that much boozy shit. It's like, goddamn. So I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's part of me trying to make excuses, but I think it's just fucking crazy. And, you know, I just think there's nobody doing it without help. And then it's like, well, I don't get much help. And like I said, once everything changed for me, fucking my life got all fucked up, really, like in general. And I don't know if it's ever going to get back on track, really, because at this point, fucking, it's a lot of mental things, a lot of fucking grinding through it and fucking doing this and doing that, and there's no other choice. There's no other alternative. A lot better than the alternative. And so yeah, just keep doing me, you know, over time, all the people I've met, fucking, it's just crazy to me. Even mad golf lessons, you meet people, you with them for a month or 2 months, you never see them again. Fucking go to school with people, right? High school, elementary school, college even, right? I met people in college and never see or talk to them again. Even, like, my best friends that I know are always going to be my best friends is, like, don't get to see and talk to them as much. And it's, like, where is that even at? And, like, what, you know, what is, like, even it? And it's, like, it's just such a weird fucking thing. Life. And, you know, seeing some of these people with it made and fucking, you know, I'm showing my, Lionel Messi's fucking crib. Which, by the way, I saw fucking, I think Duke went to the game. He pretty much got subbed in late in the second half and still scored a goal. But it's like, you're paying $600-something for those tickets. He's not even playing. It's like, literally fucking crazy, some of these sports tickets, dude. Like, what? I just don't get it. I don't, it's, that's another thing. How do you expect fans, that's another thing. How do you expect fans, the average fan, the normal dude, he's not making fucking $100,000, $50,000 a year, to go to multiple games or, like, fucking even go to one game. You fucking, it's just not. And then, you know, it's like, oh, well, my dad will pay for it. So, like, so now your dad needs to be fucking bred to take you and your mom and your couple of your brothers, whatever, to all your whole family to go to a game or go do something together. It's got to be fucking $1,000+ or whatever the fuck it's going to be. It's just fucking crazy, man. Just crazy. Now you know why people just get in these creature habits, ends up just doing like anything they know they can actually do and afford. And it's like these other people that are fucking just go on balls to the wall, YOLO. It's like, you're probably in debt, dude. And it's like, all right, what's that doing for you? Now you're just fucking stressed out, fucking all fucked up, like whatever. Like, I don't know. Whatever, man. I just can't sometimes. Some of these situations and some of these things I think about, and it's like, am I the only one thinking about this? Am I just the fucking, am I the weirdest person in the world? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe. Like, I honestly don't know. Right now, there's just not enough sports to talk about. It's just fucking, it's baseball, WNBA, love it. Fucking, no one really wants content on it. I don't think a lot of people want content on baseball. Minus the fact the changes have been great. The Yankees and Mets are terrible. Fucking, you got some other teams with some shakeup and some good storylines to it. But realistically, the saddest thing is the best player we've ever seen, he's never even going to make the playoffs at this point unless he gets on another team. And it's just the same bullshit. Stacking up teams, all same bullshit in baseball. Usually the same teams there. It's like, whatever, dude. I'm not down with that as much. Even though that, so advocate for these rule changes and think it's really great for the sport. Golf, you know, this FedEx Cup playoff, like, great. The format, they got to change that. Just stupid as hell. Like, oh, starting 10 under all the way back down, top 30. Just dumb. Been talking about that for a minute. Seeing some more rumblings now that they might actually change it. been saying this for a while, just actually change it. You see with some of these changes they did in baseball, they actually do them. Look how much better the sport is. Now what's going to be better if they just take some games away? Nothing. Some of these changes they make in the NFL. That's why the NFL is so great. That's why the NFL is king. That's why the NFL gets most ratings. That's why the NBA is trying to do a lot of stuff the NFL is doing constantly. And why the NBA, I think, is great. College basketball, a lot of this same stuff. Tournament, always great. Like, I don't know. Tournament style, I think, would be better. Match play bracket, head-to-head, fucking whatever. Like, cook a dude. A little bit more conversation back and forth, probably. A lot better than just, like, one dude 30 shots off the lead fucking just playing because people want to see him. Like, whatever, dude. Whatever. Go Giants. G-men all the way. I like the Braves in baseball. I think the Braves will win a World Series. I mean, that's probably, like, not a hot take or, like, the easy take. I'm pretty sure they're the favorite. Playoffs in football just so far out. But I like the Giants making the playoffs. A lot of people are liking the Lions to win that division. I think Jordan Love is going to be a little better than people think. And it'll be interesting to see if Trey Lance can get on the field with the Dallas Cowboys, if Dak has, like, a down year or something or whatever, gets hurt like he always does, and see how that shakes out. So, yeah, fucking – there's really, like, so many good storylines with all the teams because, like, really, you look at even, like, the worst team in the league, like the Patriots or, like, the Texans. It's like they got C.J. Stroud, new coaching staff, hopefully change the culture. Bill Belichick and the Patriots, that's almost like a very interesting one for me where it's like that's almost just getting burnt down type of thing. Like Bill Belichick will be gone. Like nobody would act like he did anything wrong or whatever. And it's like the Patriots will be garbage for a while. I don't know. Maybe it'll end up being like, oh, it was Tom Brady the whole time. Fucking Bill Belichick isn't even that great of a coach. Everyone calls him the greatest coach of all time. It's like, whatever, dude. You're fucking terrible. I mean, I guess it just depends on the quarterback though because Mac Jones is just not it. I'm surprised they didn't trade for Trey Lance. Whatever, just fucking do what you're gonna do, see if they're anything. It'd be interesting with that division. Bills, Miami, Jets, everyone talking about the Jets. I think the Jets are gonna be worse than a lot of people are predicting, but that's just because I don't believe as much in Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, they got some loaded team. They got Dalvin Cook coming in there. They got their defense and everything going on. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers like that. Maybe regular season wise he can, because we've seen it before, but, like, even that, I think he's playing a much tougher schedule. You're not playing the fucking sorry Lions, who aren't that now. They will be much better and actually probably a playoff team this year. The fucking Bears, who have been terrible for years, no quarterback, and the fucking Packers. Like, of course the Packers are going to be fucking winning that shit with Aaron Rodgers when you got that and fucking I'm missing the other team in the division, just fucking blanking on it. Yeah, the Vikings, who fucking finally won the division that Aaron Rodgers fucking leaves the division. So yeah, you'll probably win it again, hopefully. I don't know. I just can't wait for football. Can't wait for NBA. I think that also probably has some of to do with, as much as I want to give myself excuses for not potting, why I haven't been potting. Minus the fact that, like, now it's just like if I'm potting, I'm by myself again. Probably. Which it's like all good, but not really. So yeah, I've been filling my free time elsewhere, spending as much time with my dog as I can because she ain't going to be around forever, and that shit fucking makes me so damn sad. So I try and spend as much time with her as I can. It's a lot. I fucking just keep doing me. Always shout out everybody showing any love, support for the station when I come around. Should be back around, like I said, hopefully sooner rather than later. I have a day off next week and the week after, so hopefully get in there, time slot once a week, hopefully make it by an hour or so, catch up with some of the usuals at some point, I hope, here, and see what the hell they're up to. All good. Sports, doing good, doing fine, still raking in the money gambling-wise. So much money involved, and really it makes sense, really, when, like I said, all the things money wise going into everything, sports is fucking everything jacked up, bro. To watch sports now, you're gonna have the NFL fucking probably trying to pay for streaming services again. It's gonna be all the same shit. Everyone's always streaming shit. right? Everyone's got to stream it, or fucking you got it on your phone, or everything's like a right now thing, whereas before you had to like write it down, or like look it up, or like whatever, or like you couldn't even look it up. It's like different, right? Everyone's like, well, of course, technology, it's like over time, it's like, yeah, I guess some of that has to do with it. To me, like, of course that's gonna have to do with it, but the amount of people, the amount of opinions, the amount of views, the amount of everything that kind of comes with that, the formation of all the different things that will come with that, I think it's just a whole hell of a lot, dude, because I'm still seeing shit where it's like fucking, it's just not even thinkable, some of the shit that I'm seeing. You know, and whether it's sports related or not, I think it needs to be talked about. So regardless of when I'm going to come through, catch up on my sports, have my sports bullets, get all my sports bullets, like you're always going to get the fucking, the realest thing that I can give you, which is how I feel about some of these situations that I see out there that are definitely controversial, like our former president having a mugshot and everyone fucking popping off on that. And I think it's just interesting when you morph that into the sports conversation and what we're seeing with sports and the change in sports and the change in all these platforms and people talking sports and all these lineups changing and things changing. And that's all part of it. Like, I think if you're not changing, you're being left behind. And that's some of it where that's just stuff people got to go through themselves. I'm the type of curious type where, you know, I just wonder what people are up to, how people are doing. If I'm the only person feeling this way, if I'm the only person seeing it this way, if I'm the only person with these takes that have actually come to fruition, like, no, probably not. But I don't know. I feel like some of the stuff I see that people are watching, 50,000, 100,000 views, whatever, it's like, it's not even that informative. It's really not that good. It's fucking just a dude playing a video game or something stupid. It's like, why? How can so many people be watching this, dude? Like, nobody can check out my shit. Nobody knows what's going on in my shit. And that definitely bled into some of it, too. I think it's a combination of all types of things for me. My mom's time, effort, need to work. So much change. A lot of things happening sports-wise. And everything kind of morphed with that. You end up getting, yeah, I'm still here with the passion. I'll still come through and tell you what I think, sports-wise, non-sports-wise. But at the end of the day, what is that even doing? For not only me, pride-wise, I guess it's doing something. But, like, I got plenty of pride. I'm all good with everything that's going on with me and my life and things I've been through, my past, what's to come. Everything's great on that level, minus the fact that you already know what it is. Like, going through tragedy like that, and especially in the regard that I went through it, and how close I was to my mom, and how just things went down that all that time, and between my old job, and fucking my old pet girl for everything. All that shit, all that stuff is just gonna be so fucking, so impactful forever, where it's like, that's just how I am, and it's just so tough. You know, they were like, oh, you could go do this or go do that, or like what, take medicine or fucking, like, get you on pills and shit and wind up fucking like all fucked up. Like, nah, I don't believe in that. Therapy, I don't really believe in that. It's all the same fucking bullshit, really. So try to do the best I can, try and do everything I can, try and come back around when I can and talk about what I see going on. And yeah, I think I have good intentions. I mean, well, I just try and give good advice or tell you what I think I'm seeing or what I'm hearing and what I think about it. And I think there's plenty of people doing that, and there's nothing wrong with it. And if I'm not doing it, I almost feel kind of like letting myself down or almost mad. Like, if I really was like, oh, I'm not going to do my pod today, fuck it. And it's like, you know what? I had the time to do it. If I didn't do it, like, I almost would have been mad. So it's like, at the end of the day, I'm glad I do this when I can, even though I'm feeling all types of things about it, and even though the support isn't always there, and the people aren't always around, and whatever, any other excuse I can come up with, I'm still happy when I can do it. I'm still happy just being here doing it, and I'll always be tuned in with the sports, even though I feel like I've done less of watching the shit about people talking sports, and I get the sports radio every once in a while, but mainly it and back to listen to music, even though I got my take on music where I think it's fucking weird, but whatever, that's just another whole side story, next pod, trying to get out of here type of thing. It's almost like hard to fucking talk about certain things on here sometimes, regardless if I have anyone checking out or not. It's still like put myself out there. It's kind of like whatever, I don't really give a fuck. Like I'll tell this to Joe Schmo at the gas station, but I think that's part of what keeps me grounded, keeps me, keeps me the Seggy Station. We're here, haven't gotten shut down, and be coming back around because of it when I can. Much love to everybody out there. The whole thing's kind of changed up, fucking all kind of off the dome, just getting some thoughts and feelings out there and pumped about the NFL season and all that's kind of happened this summer. All the things to catch up on, which at the end of the day, it's all internal stuff, so I'll keep it to me. Hopefully I'll catch up with you. See y'all next time. Seggy Station. Peace and love. Stay safe out there. Much love to the Twitch streamers checking me out. Up for only a week, but it's there for a week. You got it. Rest of the stuff gets up. Podbean. Spotify. Maybe get a post up on Instagram. Probably not. Probably a next time thing if I got the boys coming on. But till then, see y'all next time. Seggy Station. Peace and love. Stay safe.